Tulk, Joss decided, was deliberately torturing him. She knew how she affected him. It was in her nature and training, both as a species and as a female, and she was doing everything but giving him a handwritten invitation to join her in whatever his heart might desire. In the pre-op surgical scrub room, Joss washed his hands, taking the customary 10 minutes to do so, lathering, cleaning under the short nails, then repeating the process, even though the need for such had been unnecessary since long before he'd been born. With sterile fields and gloves, there was not much of a chance any pathogens were going to be transferred into a patient, because he washed his hands for 9 minutes instead of 10. But he'd been taught by traditionalists who valued the old customs. So he washed, and he watched the chrono, and he brooded. Old customs. On his world, it was acceptable, barely, that a young, unmarried person might go forth into the galaxy and sample the pleasures of extra company. It wasn't spoken of in polite circles, but it was done. Then the young, having gotten it out of their systems, were to return home, find a spouse from a proper Enster family, and settle down. But even in his younger and wilder days, Joss had never been comfortable with the idea of brief liaisons. He'd done it, of course, but the essentially meaningless encounters had weighed heavily upon him. At the core of his being, Joss knew that there would only be one love in his life, and that he should not be unfaithful to her, even if he did so before he ever met her. But now, here was Tulk. Beautiful, sexy, adept, caring, intelligent, and Joss knew, all too perceptive. She called to him. Joss was indeed a man torn. Tulk knew about his cultural background, of course. She could have politely backed away from any possible entanglements, but she hadn't. "And why is that, Joss, you simpleton? Hmm?" Joss scrubbed hard at the backs of his fingers. How pink the skin was getting there. Clean, very clean. "I wouldn't recommend scrubbing the skin off entirely, Joss. Get serous fluid inside the gloves and all." Speak of temptation, and lo, there did she appear. He mumbled something. "Pardon? I didn't catch that." He took a deep breath. "Might as well get to it. Listen, Tulk. She smiled sweetly at him, pretending, he knew, that she didn't have a clue as to how he felt.
"Yes?"
He straightened, stuck his hands under the dryer. "Why are you making this so hard?"
"Me? I'm sorry, am I making something hard, Dr. Vondar?"
"You know my culture," he said.
"Yes,
and this knowledge disturbs you?" "Blasted, Tulk. We can't have a future together."
Tulk blinked, as innocent as a newborn. "Future? Who said anything about that?"
"Tulk.
We're in a war zone, Joss, remember? Our protective field might malfunction tomorrow. We could take incoming fire from the Separatists, and we could all cease to be just like that. Or the spores could mutate and kill us. Or we could be hit by lightning. In short, this is a dangerous place. Prognosis, dismal. Any future for us is purely theoretical."
Joss stared at her. Somehow, he retained enough muscle control to close his gaping mouth.
Tulk said, "You know the Bruvian saying? Ka'uta Veloman?"
He shook his head.
"Seize the moment. It's all we have. The past is gone. The future may never arrive. What exists is now. I'm not asking for marriage, Joss. I know that you can't travel that path with me. But we could share what comfort we might have together here and now. Two people who care for each other. The future, if it comes, will attend to itself. As should we. Where's the harm in it?"
He shook his head again. I wish I could do that. I'm just not wired that way. I need to commit to something this important."
"Am I that important to you, Joss?"
He looked at her, and she smiled again, a sad smile.
"You needn't say it aloud. Your expression tells me. She paused. All right, then. I'll be your friend and your co-worker, because it seems that's all we're allowed. More's the pity. She reached out and touched his hand, and he felt an electric thrill run through his whole body. She withdrew her hand. She wasn't smiling now. Oops, I've contaminated you. Sorry, you'll have to wash your hands again. I'll see you in the OT. When she was gone, he found that he was shaking. He had to get out. Not for long and not far, but he could not face the OT right now, especially with Tulk in it. He calmed Zan,